Welcome to RGP Women, Sandy speaking.
Hi, Sandy, it's Lauren.
Hello.
I just wanted to check on the hours. So with the top-ups, we pay them in blocks of 4 hours.
Okay,
so
yep.
With Carla.
Yes.
So was she running behind or did she open up extra time?
So no, she was running behind. So I just, it was like five, I left at about 5:50, which if we're talking about this, the Thursday just gone, it was 5:15 that I left. And when I looked at the billing, I did the last billing at 5, but at 5:15 she still had her patient notes up. And she was still filling out her patient note.
So the time that we top her up for is the time that she's open for appointments. Was she open for 4 hours that day? Not including the unavailables, like we'll pay for those, but just the...
12 to 5, yeah. So she kicked off at 12 and I did her last billing at 5.
But she finished with her last patient at 5?
At 5,
like bookings-wise? So she had an appointment from 4:45 till 5?
No, her last appointment was 3:30. That's how behind she was.
Yeah, so she was open for appointments.
Yeah.
So can you tell me what time was her first appointment open?
12 o'clock.
12 o'clock, a patient can book in. Her last booking was open at 3:45, are you saying?
It is 3:30, it was a long appointment, but, yeah, I do the last booking available at 3:45, so it wraps
up. So till 4 o'clock, so it was 4 hours. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll just adjust this.
Yeah.
So this will be 4 hours she would have done. So if she's running behind, we don't pay the top up on her running behind.
No. Oh, I thought that you said that was okay. Okay.
No, so that's okay. I'll just edit this. It's just for the time that I thought we were talking about if she opens up extra time.
Oh, okay.
Because she worked longer. So when I say worked longer, not like running behind, so worked longer because she opened additional consulting time, longer. Sorry, I probably haven't used the right word worked longer.
All right, okay. I thought it was if she was still working, it was still added on. Okay, if she was running late,
we're not going to pay her a retainer for running late, essentially.
Okay.
All
right.
But if she opened additional time, we haven't agreed to pay her... we've agreed to pay her in 4 hour blocks, but that's something we could have a look at if we said, look, she's open for, she's opened an extra 3 hours. Do we want to, if she's full, it doesn't matter. So I'll just edit this to be two lots of 4 hours. So just the time that she's open for, if she works longer because she opens additional time, then
that's
we'll have a look at that. And instead opened an extra 2 hours, and then I'll have to talk to Rob and say, look, what do you want to do for that?
Sorry, I misunderstood you there.
No, all good. Sorry, I probably wasn't clear when I said works longer or works behind. Extra time.
Extra time. Yeah, no, that's how much she ended up being behind.
Craig's going to hate that. So,
I wonder if, we sort of add an extra 15 minutes there.
Is where I'll have to talk to her, because once again, we're paying to top her up, and for every 15 minutes she doesn't work, I've paid her
You've paid her for that.
You know, and she's wanting an extraordinary amount of money. So we can't block out our time. It's like you can stay behind in your own time.
This
is something we're going to have to kind of get with her at some point, I guess.
All right.
Yeah, we'll get We'll get there. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks for clarifying.
No worries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.